the Michael Mara Show.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
That isn't just irresponsible. It's outrageous.
Hey, I like this kind of folksy stuff. Don't you? Hey, turn it up, Rob. Yeah.
You know the artist?
Yeehaw.
Who is it?
Bob Dylan.
I can't sing, but I hear can write. And I'm going all the way to the Cat Brain College to eat my fill tonight. Hell yes, I'm Bob Dylan.
I don't know.
I always loved Bob Dylan.
You do that
Dylan
for 3 hours.
Bob Dylan should have done more instrumentals.
Yeah, I like that.
I'm not going to do that
Thank
anymore.
Thank you, Mike.
Greg in Sacramento, you've been waiting a long time. What do you want?
Hi, Mr. O'Mara. I have a question for you.
Yeah, what?
Well, doing all this food talk, will Julia Childs be dropping in anytime soon?
How long have you been waiting on hold, sir?
Oh, gosh, maybe 15 minutes or so.
Julia Child. You enjoy Julia.
Like, she was... I love it when she drops.
Because we'll eat anything that is in Julia Child's refrigerator.
You know, because you've been so nice and patient, there's an outside shot that perhaps during tomorrow's program, maybe she'll come by.
Sheep's
That would be so...
Greg, it's what I live for, is to make your day. Thank you very much for calling. We appreciate it. He waited for like 35 minutes.
Do you remember the question you asked us to entertain before we came back from commercials? Yeah. I'm going to go under 10%.
Let's get back to Buzz Burbank.
Get back.
And the news. I want to mention on tomorrow's show, if you like hockey and you like whores, we've got a show for you.
I'll be there.
Just fast forward, Dennis Hoff, who says there could soon be a bunny ranch in Reno.
Wow.
So, Reno listeners, we're not preempted by some basketball game in Reno,
I
are
don't,
we?
Not no, that no, I know no, of, no.
We'll have Dennis Hoff on the show, and he'll give us an update on that virgin. Remember that lady that was selling her virginity to pay for college?
I just hope you can draw him out of his shell, Mike.
I love Dennis Hoff.
I do, too.
How do we get him?
And then, you know, rebooked from the last time he was supposed to be on when they had the plane crash, Washington Capitals' Mike Green will be on the show just past 5. Look forward to talking hockey with him. All right, and now as Bob Dylan plays in the background, let's get our final look at news. Here he is, the man, the legend,
Buzz Burbank.
Thank you, Bob. The subject was food safety, a big topic for us this week. Also today, a new revelation about high fructose corn syrup, that it often contains measurable levels of deadly mercury.
And yeah, but it's not, so good.
No, it's not. It's not kosher. Did you know that?
It's not kosher.
It's not kosher.
I don't care about kosher. I just got to find that big meatball.
That giant meatball?
Where's that meatball with the fructose?
When the high holidays come, you can find kosher Coke that they make with cane sugar.
Right.
And it's much better. It's much tastier.
How does mercury get into high fructose corn syrup?
It turns out they used it or used to use it in the processing of high fructose corn syrup. A man-made sweetener that many say is really not good for you.
Mom, can I have some high fructose corn syrup on my tainted peanut butter, please?
That's little Jeremy Piven.
Thank you.
Makers of HFCS say they don't use mercury anymore to process the sweetener, but FDA testers found it in 1 out of 3 processed foods that do use the controversial product. High fructose corn syrup has been blamed for the recent trend of obesity because it fools the stomach into thinking it's not full, even when it is. A former executive of one of the you asked for Wall Street weasel updates?
Yeah, because these guys
suck. I got them for you.
Okay, good.
A former executive of one of the Wall Street firms that you bailed out is going to prison for 4 years.
Good.
61-year-old Christian Milton was found guilty of juggling the books at AIG, and now he's going to the big house on fraud and conspiracy charges.
The big house, Buzz?
That's right.
Set your watches to 1950.
After his 4 years behind bars, Milton gets 2 years of supervised release, and he has to pay a fine of $200,000.
You know what would be better than the big house?
What's that?
The slammer.
You know what else? He's spending some time in stir.
Or the clink.
Oh, clink is really good.
He's going to the clink.
Oh, I'm in the clink.
5 other men have been convicted on related charges, and they're also going to the Hooskow.
You know, it's amazing. The Hooskow's good. Gotcha. I still like Hooskow. Mm-hmm. The culture that these guys have, Wall Street culture, you know, the houses in the Hamptons, the Park Avenue apartments, they don't seem to get it.
They don't get it.
Here's a theory I have.
What?
And, you know, my brother-in-law works in this world, in and around this world. Okay. He worked for Lehman Brothers and worked for Goldman Sachs. Mm-hmm. And he probably doesn't like me saying that, but I'd like to ask him. I think it's just my opinion that there are a lot of guys, and that people would be very surprised, a lot of these guys in this racket just sort of sit there and they're They're in high cotton right now.
Yeah.
And they're just cruising along, and some of them are just like, yeah, whatever, it doesn't really matter.
A lot of mini Madoffs or Madoffs were created during this, because while the SEC wasn't watching Bernie Madoff, they weren't watching a lot of other guys who were copying Bernie Madoff.
Yeah, and I'm just jealous.
Subpoenas have been issued, meanwhile, on a former Merrill Lynch chief over his company's merger with Bank of America.
Subpoenas.
This just 5 days after John Thain resigned as CEO at Merrill. He resigned when word got out that he'd given $4 billion in bonuses ahead of schedule to beat the Bank of America merger.
This is a guy that really ought to be dragged through the streets.
This $4 billion apparently came from the $20 billion Merrill Lynch got in bailout money from you.
This is basically taking every nickel, almost every nickel that's given to him, and sneakily giving it to all his cronies and then getting out of Dodge.
He paid it a month ahead of schedule just to beat the deadline.
What a real... Have you seen this guy, too?
Oh, there's more.
Have you seen this skinny ass?
Yes.
I swear to God, I'd like to kick his butt.
Thain is the same guy who redecorated his office on your dime to the tune of $1.2 million. The new trash can alone cost $1,400.
Right.
But it was a really, really
same guy we're
nice.
Talking about,
yeah,
right?
John Thain.
It was a great trash can, though.
He's such a creep. I've known so many guys like this that are you know, in this world of high finance,
right.
and they have the perfect little wives, and they have the perfect little look, and they have the perfect little suits, and they live in the perfect little house out in the Hamptons, and they're just screwing people. Mm-hmm. And they're screwing the taxpayers right now with little or no regard for anybody that's out there right now, you know, one of the thousands of people that are being laid off in America.
I never forget what a friend of mine said. He and I were driving past a bank in Philadelphia that had these beautiful 9-foot, I don't know, brass doors.
Shiny.
Just amazing. Yeah. And as we drove past, he pointed and he said, they didn't get those being nice to people.
Yeah, and do you realize, is anybody shocked like I am when around America?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you know what the new constructions are that I see more than anything else?
Banks?
Banks!
They're building one right over here.
They're building like 10 in Manassas.
One of the ones we just bailed out.
What the hell's going on?
I don't know.
That's why I keep my money under a mattress.
I agree.
Citigroup, meanwhile, has canceled its plans for a new corporate jet, which it says it ordered before everything collapsed. Citigroup made this announcement after a semi-quiet message from the new White House that such expenditures are, quote, outrageous and not the best use of money at this point.
You know, really, whatever your politics, I just am very glad there's a new sheriff in town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really, really glad.
He seems to care, doesn't he?
Yeah, he really does.
You know, it's funny, but not really. Government regulators could have stopped Bernie before he made off with people's life savings. They should have seen the red flags, like Madoff's investments making money while everybody else was losing theirs.
There's a name for what you just did. I just don't know where it
is. I don't know either. They could have listened to Madoff's competitors who kept pointing out transactions that looked hinky to them.
It's the Huskow rule.
The Madoff mystery was the talk of Wall Street, but the government didn't hear the talk. There were even articles on the business pages about it. But the Securities and Exchange Commission, watching 5,000 brokerages, ignored these red flags, and lots of people lost lots of money. The market overseers say they did investigate Madoff, but found no evidence of massive fraud.
Duh.
So they closed the investigation without making any recommendations, and lots of people lost lots of money.
That fraud is massive.
I love watching that video of him going into his apartment where he gets shoved by the guy.
He
shoves the cameraman, and the cameraman shoves him right back.
Yeah.
I can watch that all day.
Self-defense. The folks who splashed down in the Hudson are all, you know, grateful to be alive, and they're grateful for the $5,000 checks they've gotten from U.S. Airways. And the airline says it wants those passengers to walk away happy, promising them even more money in cases where their losses or expenses go over the $5,000 mark. But some of the passengers are not so happy. Joe Hart is a salesman who got a bloody nose from the unavoidable crash. Joe says he'd like to be made whole again. He says he has some emotional stress issues, too.
You know what? I'm speechless.
I know.
You lived.
Yeah.
You lived, and you still are going for the buck.
Sadly, it's just
son of a bitch.
Such a part of our culture now.
You know, and
it's not excusable, but it is.
Maybe I'm going to give Joe a little credit here. Maybe I'm going to say there's some, you know, scumbag lawyer that's behind Joe.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised.
Wants to be made whole again. He's lucky he's not fish food.
Compare him to the senior NASCAR manager who lost thousands of dollars worth of computers and other equipment along with her luggage. She says she's just glad that she and her 9-month-old daughter got out alive.
Absolutely. You just can't imagine. It just pisses me off. Yes, this is a big corporation. Yes, they are. You know, it's not an individual that you're taking a shot at.
Right.
But you know what? This is one of those times where the big airline did well.
Yeah.
And we should celebrate it.
Absolutely. Finally, crooks are interesting. Witnesses to a shooting in Denton, Texas, arrived back at the scene while the police were there investigating. The returning party explained that after they'd seen their buddy blow his brains out in a game of Russian roulette, they felt the need to go to a movie to, quote, calm down.
Oh, God.
And in San Diego, a mistrial has been declared for they'll be punished for this.
Good.
He's also getting that new lawyer he wanted.
Good.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz Burbank. Want to thank David Schaffner. His website is spotbowl.com. You can vote on Super Bowl commercials if that's your bag. Also want to thank journalist Adrian Bashik, whose wonderful documentary about Gitmo will be featured on that website that I don't know. Let me find it for you. Hold on a second.
It's a Current, isn't it?
It's Current something.
Current.com?
I don't know where it is.
I believe that was
All right, thanks so much. We appreciate
Google
it.
Current.com.
Current.com.
And don't miss tonight's episode on prostitution at 10 on Comcast Channel 107.
That's why I threw it away. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak. And our phone screener is Joe Artinger. The show comes to you from the studios of WJFK FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Mike Has Alzheimer's Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you.
Yes.
I can't begin to tell you how, but all I can think about now is Mad Cow. I told all the listeners that we'd eat some brains, then got a call from one of our stains. So now we're all freaked and acting like wimps, wondering if we'll all end up gimps. Just trust me on this. We'll eat something gross, maybe some brains, maybe bull's balls on toast. Find out tomorrow what we all will eat. And until then, I say to you, bald apple tea.
Oh, that's good.
Good night, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
Good night.
Yay!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.